Proclamation number 6965 of 10th of November, 1957. Exhortation to evaluate God's gift of grace. If you have the grace to be addressed by me, then open your ears and heart to my words, let them penetrate and work within you, and then you will evaluate a gift in the right way and experience the greatest blessing from it. You just have to give up all inner resistance, you have to free yourselves from prejudices, you have to willingly allow my voice to touch you, and then you will also recognize by whom you have been addressed. But every resistance makes you unable to recognize this. Faith is not demanded beforehand, but only the abandonment of all resistance. But faith will then come because you will feel the effect of my address. And this is all I want to achieve, that you give me the opportunity to address you. For I do not force you, it must be your completely free will to listen to me or to listen to the one who brings you my word as my mediator. I speak to you through a human being, but it is not his words which you hear, instead you hear me myself. But only if you don't oppose him, if you listen to his words without defending yourselves. All of you humans cannot yet grasp the love which prompts me to speak to you. And you don't want to believe that my direct address can touch your ear. You cannot imagine that your God and Creator seeks contact with his creatures. You consider this God of yours to be far away, and you are also very distant from him as far as your spiritual state is concerned. But I try to reduce this distance by addressing you and telling you that you must approach me yourselves, that your will determines how great the distance between us is. You must try to reduce the great distance yourselves, but I help you and also give you the means which you only need to use in order to approach me again. You have distanced yourselves from me, but I am always willing to accept you again. And I show you my willingness by speaking to you even though you turned away from me of your own free will. And you can hear me. I offer you an unusual gift of grace because the end is near, because you all only have a short time left to cover the path of return to me, and because you therefore have to hurry so that the end will not surprise you at an even greater distance from me. People have always been able to hear my voice, but in the end time it will come through louder because the noise of the world has also become unusually loud and can easily drown out my voice. And therefore you humans will also be unusually addressed by me, revealing myself to individual people and instructing them to take care of the spreading of my revelations. For everything shall be tried to touch people's hearts. For what the ear alone hears has no effect on the human being's will, who must seek close unity with me in order to still be able to fulfill his earthly task in the short time until the end. Obvious help is to be given to people, for they are all weak in faith. They are unable to recognize me myself and their close relationship with me. They only see the world and consider their earthly life an end in itself. They walk along unaware of their actual earthly task and leave this earth without any spiritual success. But I want them to attain life in this short earthly lifetime, that they gain faith in me and know their actual purpose. And therefore I reveal myself again and again and convey this knowledge to them. And if they only let me speak to them once, they will also feel in their hearts that I love them and only want to help them to live. But anyone who rejects my servants also rejects me myself, for these servants do not speak, but I speak through them. But anyone who listens to them also knows that he will attain life. For at the same time as he receives my word, he will also receive the strength to be able to accomplish a change in his life. He will turn towards me. He will strive to come closer to me, and I will draw him as soon as his gaze is turned towards me. And then the way back to me will also be assured. The vast distance will become ever smaller. He will intimately join me. He has found his way home to the Father and will now remain with him forever. Amen.